T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Right now we're going to talk MLB. Bob Nightingale joins us from USA Today. Always good to visit with Bob. And, of course, longtime writer at USA Today and an Entercom Radio Sports Insider. Bob, good to visit with you.
Yeah, good, Steve. How you doing?
Yeah, good. Good to visit with you. And you had a post a little bit earlier today about how this season might shape up. It looks like we're going to get some seven-inning doubleheaders and some rules we saw during that 2020 season carry over into 2021.
Yeah, the MLB is bracing themselves for more games that may be postponed. And so, they say they need that, those doubleheaders in there just in case have a lot of postponements. And then also the, that extra inning rule, it seemed popular among the managers and players. So why not try it? We'll see if the fans like it once they're allowed into the buildings.
Yeah, and, my sense was when we had those seven-inning doubleheaders, it was still a fun day at a ballpark. You got, to watch or listen to the games. But, with the potential for three and a half, four-hour games, that turns into a really long day at the ballpark. I think the seven inning in that situation makes sense.
Well, especially if they, you don't want the players been run all day, particularly with the COVID protocols for safety reasons. You don't want the guys, to be sitting around and have that long of a day. Once you have fans, of course, it does affect revenue. You're talking about four fewer innings. You can sell hot dogs and hamburgers and beer and everything else. So that part it will be a little bit of a crunch. I would think after then this year, then it'll change back in 2022. At least for the going back to traditional nine inning doubleheaders.
What about starting a runner on second base in extra innings? I know there were a lot of purists, a lot of people that just hated that idea, but it looks like it's back here in 2021.
Yeah, I think the people liked it more than they thought. The managers seemed to embrace it. The players like it. Let's be honest, Steve, when the fans were at the ballpark, when the ninth inning, once the game went to the 10th inning, all the fans would take off. And they didn't want to stick around saying, I've seen enough baseball. So at least this might, create a little more sudden death thing. Several players had mentioned to me is that, when you took off all the major sports, baseball has the most boring overtime. It just, drags on. It's almost, becomes a marathon where you don't have that quick reaction. All the game can turn right away instead of dragging on 14 or 15 innings. So it's possible that runner on second base could stay around.
All right, a couple other topics that are still out there. Once again, the Players Union needs to agree to this stuff, but you posted still the Universal DH is up there. I had the sense that was a done deal, but not quite the case.
No, just like the other two things, they'll get passed. The Players Union will, jump on the seven-inning double hitters, of course, and the runner on second base. So MLB proposed that, let's have a universal DH. We'll give it to the union in return for expanded postseason. And the union says, we want more than that. So that's where they are on that. I still think they're both coming. Certainly the universal DH is coming with the next collective bargaining agreement. And I think everybody kind of enjoyed the expanded playoffs. 16 teams is too much. With only 30 teams, you can't have teams with possible losing records get in like we did last year. So, but what baseball wants is 14 teams get in the team with the best record in each league at the first round bye. And there's almost a, you know, what the proposed demon was a kind of a show where, you know, you get to pick who you get to play as far as the remaining seeded teams. So I'm not sure that concept will fly, but I do think we'll have expanded playoffs as well.
Yeah, and the NFL, it seemed to work well with wild card weekend, three games on Saturday, three games on Sunday. That was pretty well received, and that probably won't go away. I've talked to a number of people about that. They're going to keep it. 14 seems to be a good number, and then that way you're really rewarding that team in each league that finishes the number one seed with the best record. There's a huge incentive.
Yeah, the only downfall is because of baseball, you can't sit around too long.
Right.
So I think
yep.
they'll keep the same format, Steve, where that first round is a best of three, but only in one spot. Whoever has the best record gets to host all three, and you know, no day off in there, and then just the season ends on the Sunday. You know, maybe that division, whoever has the best record, can begin play Thursday. Certainly no later than Friday. I wouldn't be surprised if it's Thursday.
Yeah, too much downtime could be a bad thing, particularly in MLB. Bob Nightingale joining us from USA Today and an Intercom Radio Sports Insider. Bob, do we have a sense on what this season will look like, or is it just way too early to tell as far as pitchers and catchers reporting to Arizona and Florida and the start of spring training and then ultimately the start of the regular season?
Well, right now, you know, Rob Manfred told the club owners they get prepared for regular spring in a 162-game season. They would love to push it back a month, but the union doesn't want to take any sort of pay cut for the players. So I think they have no choice but to start on time. The players' union say, well, if you want fewer games, that's fine, as long as you still get the 162-game payday. You know, that's not going to happen. So, yeah, so right now, pitchers and catchers will show up reporting on February 17th. An opening day on April 1st.
Bob Nightingale joining us, talking MLB, heating up the hot stove a little bit. Arbitration right now, and you've had some posts on that and some stories and differences between these clubs. Can you draw any conclusions in what we're seeing right now? I know that there's still a lot of economic stress for these clubs in MLB, and it's translating to some extent in the free agent market. How's it playing out here in arbitration?
Yeah, I mean, there's so many free agents out there. Is that a, coming in early February, and I think, you know, Twins and other teams can have their pick of, you know, relievers and bench guys and that sort of thing. It's in a very, very slow market, a crowded market. And it hasn't, you know, some of the pitchers got paid, you know, decent. But yet, you know, when you see a guy like DJ LeMay here, the batting champion, sign only for $15 million a year, you know, it's like, you know, it's a concern. I think at one point, you know, JT Realmuto, the catcher, was looking for a Joe Mauer contract. He's not going to come close to that. You probably get around 100, you know, nothing like 180 or 184 like Joe Mauer got. So, the market's depressed, and I think a lot of teams are just kind of sitting back, waiting for some of these players to kind of panic.
Yeah, Corey Kluber to the Yankees. What do you think about that deal?
We'll see. It's a risky. I was a little surprised he got $11 million. I thought it'd be less than that, just because he's only thrown about 30 innings the last 2 years with injuries. So I thought it'd be a smaller contract with incentives. So, but you know, he's got the track record and everything else. I just think it's a high risk, high reward type thing. We'll see how he does. I'm not sure. I know he had a good workout. But a lot of guys have a good workout and. We'll see. I mean, I'm not sure how much you can expect from him because he's pitched a few innings. You know, you can't foresee him, you know, throwing 200 innings in the, you know, American League East. So I think you got to be very careful with this guy.
Yeah, and I think, Bob, that illustrates almost the point that we've seen over the years, that for the Yankees, signing a guy, maybe taking a flyer on an $11 million one-year contract is something that maybe even in these times, these pandemic times, the Yankees can afford to do, and other clubs would just never take that risk.
Well, yeah, but they're still trying to get below the luxury tax at 210. So everybody's in the same boat there. And I think that would be a big problem, you know, big obstacle when the union and MLB negotiate their next collective bargaining agreement, which expires on December 1st, is that, yeah, with the luxury tax, it really turned out to be, you know, a hardcore salary cap because nobody wants to go over that thing.
All right, Bob, before we let you go, let's get some quick updates on some of the top free agents. You said it's been slow, but there's big names out there. Do you have any potential landing spots for some of these big names?
Well, I think George Springer ends up with the Mets. I don't rule out the Toronto Blue Jays, and that's it. Those are only two teams that really interest in him. Trevor Bauer, I think it was in for rude awakening. Just, you know, when he's asking to become the highest paid pitcher on a per annual basis, you know, not too many people are going to jump in that thing. So I think, you know, maybe Toronto Blue Jays in on him. I'm not sure who else. You know, maybe, you know, the Angels, he's from UCLA, or Southern California kid and went to UCLA. So we'll see. I'd still pick the Angels, but I don't rule out the Blue Jays.
All right, and then one final thought, Bob. We've seen major realignment in the minor leagues. Of course, 2020 was just a no-go for the minor leagues, and it'll be real interesting to see how this pans out with major realignment. For instance, the Minnesota Twins will have the St. Paul Saints, their AAA affiliate, right down the freeway in St. Paul. We're seeing more and more of that around the big leagues as they ultimately try to cut costs.
Yeah, it works. I mean, you know, with guys going up and down from the minor leagues, down instead of trying to fly some guy in and, you know, get a hotel room, and the guys from the St. Paul Saints can just, you know, jump on over in their car. The Twins don't have to go find them an apartment. They already got an apartment being AAA. So it makes it much easier for the back and forth, you know, shuffle going on, you know, rather than, you know, grabbing guys from Rochester. But so many teams have been trying to do that. I know the St. Louis Cardinals have most of their teams close. The Cubs have people close. Atlanta's done that. It just makes it so much easier. It really does.
Yeah, Houston's got their affiliate pretty close. It's more and more of a trend.
Yeah.
Hey, I know you spend a lot of time in the Twin Cities, Bob. Right now you live in the Phoenix area. Have you been over to CHS Field, the home of the Saints? When you get to town, you got to check it out if you haven't.
No, yeah, I saw it back before I got remodeled and stuff. So the old days is pretty cool, and you know, I remember those days too when they're the only outdoor stadium because the Twins were indoors at the Metrodome. So yeah, I think they'll increase attendance too. I think people will say, hey, this guy's on the way up. Let me take a good look at him, you know, before he goes to the Twins. You know, get cheaper tickets and cheaper beer before he gets the big leagues.
Well, not only that, if a big league guy's on a rehab assignment, you send him over for, you know, a game or two and get some at-bats at AAA, that's going to be an advantage as well. If a guy in the big club needs a few swings in the minor leagues, that's easy, just down the road.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see, you know, going back to 2019, the shuttle going between the AAA and the big leagues, the Twins, where, you know, you bounce guys back and forth, particularly the relief pitchers. It's just, you know, so much easier than trying to contemplate, okay, is it worth having this guy fly all the way from Rochester? We're going to play one game, and we'll send him back out.
No, Bob, oh, it was good to visit with you. Thanks.
My pleasure. Thank you, Steve.
All right, there he is, Bob Nightingale, USA Today, and Entercom Radio Sports Insider getting us up to date. And some of his polls today, it looks like seven-inning doubleheaders, per union approval, a runner on second base and extra innings, and then universal DH, probably a done deal, and an expanded postseason all coming. And we'll keep our fingers crossed about pitchers and catchers in the Cactus League and the Grapefruit League on a regular schedule in February and the start of spring training and the start of the regular season. Of course, you'll hear the Twins all season long here on the home of the Twins, News Talk, E3O WCCO.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.